Get ready for a journey into the heart of Bridgeport politics with In Absentia, a new podcast from Connecticut Public's investigative team, The Accountability Project. Learn about the city's past and present political dysfunction and the systems that enable it. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.
Funding provided by Francisco L. Borges and the Melville Charitable Trust.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Often gardeners are in a dilemma about what ground cover to grow around perennials or under trees and shrubs in a shady area. I've got two solutions. Sweet Woodruff Galium odoratum is a perfect ground cover for full to part shade. It has fragrant, lance-shaped, bright green leaves all summer and dainty white flowers in spring. It's easy to grow and adapts to a wide range of soil types and moisture conditions. Not only that, it's deer and rabbit proof. Sweet Woodruff spreads quickly, especially in average to wet soils. The underground rhizomes allow this perennial to creep fast, so it can become too aggressive in some yards. Weeding and withholding water will slow its spread, but with some rains, it'll come right back. Another ground cover is Lily of the Valley, Convallaria majalis. It's not a true lily, but in the asparagus family. It has large, dark green leaves and fragrant white or pink flowers in spring. It's a perennial that will slowly spread by underground rhizomes to fill an area. It thrives in shady spots and forms a dense carpet of greenery, choking out weeds and other plants. The key with keeping these aggressive ground covers in bounds is planting them in the right places. We plant Lily of the Valley between a porch and our house foundation so it can only spread in one direction. It's much easier to weed out of an unwanted area this way. Another option is to plant it near a deep edging, walkway, or other solid border. This will prevent the spread, or at least make it easier to control. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about dahlias. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.